And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
Oh, that's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Ann Eller, as always, right here in this hour, right here on WCRS. Peggy is not here today, but Tanisha Latimer Davis is here. She is the Dean of Enrollment Management at Piedmont Technical College. And, of course, they are having a big event tomorrow. Why take a week or two to get enrolled and get discouraged? Why not just do it all in one day and be done and know the direction that you are headed? So how you doing, Tanisha?
I'm doing fine this morning, Ann. How are you?
Very good, very good. It's great to have you with us. We, of course, are going to be talking about this instant admission program that is for tomorrow. You've had a couple of them already. But first, we have to talk about Tanisha.
Okay.
Now, Tanisha, when you were growing up, what did you want to be?
When I was growing up, I originally wanted to be a lawyer. I went to college thinking that's what I was going to eventually go into, but found out after I had actually received a degree in criminal justice that it just wasn't where my head is. It just wasn't my niche.
Well, why don't you tell me a little bit about what happened when you graduated and your mother, how your mother felt about this. I mean, I'm sure your mom was excited you were graduating from USC. She wanted to know where you were going to go to law school.
My mother was in complete shock when I let her know that I had not even applied to any law schools at all.
Is this a good thing for a college student to do to a mom?
This is not a good thing for a college student to do to a mom, especially on graduation day.
She'd been quite patient, I guess. She'd been asking, and you, how did you finesse this for the last month or so?
I just didn't talk to her a whole lot. I just told her I'd see her at graduation.
And she was patiently waiting. She was so proud of you.
Yes, yes, yes.
She was going to have a lawyer in the family.
Yes, she was. My whole family was excited about it.
Yes, and so graduation came, and you...
I let her know that I had not applied.
You dropped the bomb, is what you're saying here, Tanisha.
I did. I dropped the bomb on my mother, and boy, did she ever drop a bomb back on me.
What
I
did
was
she do?
Packed up and out of Columbia faster than lightning could strike.
She thought maybe you wanted to stay in Columbia. I can see my mother would have thought this. So you think you're going to lay those lazy bones of yours around Columbia here and enjoy the summer.
Exactly.
That thought had crossed your mind, hadn't it?
Of course it did. Of course, but it didn't quite work out that way. But actually, I have to give her credit for getting me into the field that I'm in now, because I was packed up and moved to Atlanta in less than 3 days and was working at Georgia State University soon after that.
Wow. So she knew somebody down
she
there.
She did. She did.
And she called them up and said, I have a perfectly good daughter here.
Definitely. Very willing to work. She wanted to get some type of return on her college education money.
On her investment.
That's right.
That's right. You know, that is one of the reasons that we want, you know, whether we're talking about stuff the bus on the junior high and elementary school levels, we want our kids to get out there and be successful so they can support us in our old age, don't we?
Most definitely. I'm working on my son now.
Right. So we have a vested interest in everybody doing well, whether it's, like I said, in elementary school or college or beyond.
Exactly.
So I know when your mom packed you up, I'm sure your attitude was, what do you think you're doing here?
Oh, exactly. I had no idea what to expect, but I did kind of look forward to going to Atlanta. I mean, that seemed
another
a little better
market
to Columbia, yeah.
Yeah, and so you started out there. You found your passion for?
I did find my passion for higher education, and I realized that, you know, you may think that you know exactly where you're headed in life, but sometimes it takes turn. It takes a turn, and that's okay. I at least had a college education that I could fall back on, and I got to the right place. Higher education is where my heart is.
Now, what do you see in the students coming in today?
I see in the students coming in today, a lot of them do know exactly what they want to do. They're looking at the markets. They're seeing what jobs are hot and making good money. So they want to get that type of degree, and they want to get it as soon as they can, which is a good thing about Piedmont Tech, because we do offer short-term and long-term degrees to get them where they want to go.
Sure. And, of course, you have the bridge programs.
We
do. There's so many options.
There's transfer opportunities. So we offer a large array of programs to help students get exactly where they need to be in life.
Sure. And not only that, Piedmont Tech is cheaper.
Yes, it is. It's a lot cheaper than your four-year institutions, and so students can save a lot of money in those first 2 years before they transfer to a four-year college.
Absolutely. So we're going to be talking about all those type of things coming up here in just a few minutes. But you were telling me you had just been to where'd you go up
went
north there
to Chicago.
Oh, Chicago!
Yes,
Chicago.
I did.
And what'd you go to Chicago for?
I went there for a Noel Levitz conference. It's on enrollment and retention. Where it really opened my eyes to a lot of different strategies that we can use to help not just get students in the door, but also to retain them and get them to graduation.
That is one of the problems. It's not a problem, but it is a problem to get somebody that's having to work out there in the workforce and get an education and trying to move themselves forward and the family and the children and all these things. It's difficult in today's world.
It can be very difficult in today's world. But one thing that I can say is Piedmont Tech does offer very flexible schedules. Students can come in the evening if they're working students, and then we also offer a large array of online courses.
Sure, and that makes it easier too. So, I think you have actually addressed the fact of today's educational challenges.
Yes, yes. Okay. And there does seem to be very many, but there's also answers to those challenges as well.
So, and you know, one of the things I like about Piedmont Tech is the admissions office, shall we say, over there. You work with the students to try to help them find the direction and find the path that'll work for them.
Exactly. We do try to get students onto the right direction. It's okay for students who may not know exactly what they want to do. We do have staff available to help them find those answers. So if you know that you want a higher education or you want to get a degree, then it's okay if you don't know exactly what you want to do. I've been in those shoes as well. So as long as you have people that can guide you along the way, which we do. We have very good staff with that. You'll get to where you want to go.
And not only that, when you think of the technical end, the HVAC and the building and funeral service and, you know, all these other programs that I've interviewed, I think just about everybody in every aspect of that, there certainly are a lot of aspects for that hands-on person that wants to work hands-on doing things.
Exactly. We have a lot of labs on campus where students can get that hands-on experience so that whenever they go out into the workforce, they've actually had experience doing the job that they're applying for or going to be doing at some point.
Sure. So these are the things that are available at Piedmont Tech. We are talking with Tanisha Latimer here today. When we come back, we're going to talk some about how this instant admissions, that's right, you can be immersed in one day, and you can be done and ready to go. So don't you go away. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
All right, we're right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I am talking to Tanisha Latimer right there with Piedmont Tech Admissions. She is going to be having a good time tomorrow. It's a good thing she went to that conference 2 weeks ago, I guess, now, because you are going to be revved up and busy, Tanisha. What's going to happen tomorrow?
Tomorrow we are hosting an Instant Admissions Day at Piedmont Technical College. It's a day where students that have applied but not yet have registered or moved through the admissions process can actually come in and take care of all of the admissions processes, talk with and meet financial aid staff that can help them through the financial aid process, and be ready to start classes on August the 23rd.
Wow. Now, of course, you have to, so if you've applied but you haven't registered, right?
If you have applied to the college, students have received invitation to come and join us for instant admissions. But then we also have a pool of students who have expressed interest in the college, and so they have not yet applied, but we've invited them as well. So even if you have not applied but are interested in starting in the fall semester, you can come as well.
Absolutely. Now, where exactly is this going to be?
This is going to be located in the B building at Piedmont Technical College. It's the Admissions and Financial Aid building.
Okay, so pretty easy to find. I'm sure you'll have signs
Very
and all
easy.
That good stuff out there.
Signs, balloons, you won't miss us.
That sounds great. Now, those that, of course, are already admitted but haven't registered, they don't need to bring their high school diploma. They've already are in. They just have to register for what classes and everything.
Correct.
Is that correct?
That is correct. Those that are already admitted or currently or have attended for the summer but haven't registered yet for fall, they don't need to come in and bring all of their information again. They just need to get with an advisor to register for fall classes.
Sure. Now, those, though, that have been, as you said, in the think mode, or maybe they've expressed an interest, but they haven't walked through those doors and got the stuff done, how is this become instant for them?
It becomes instant for them because they don't have to wait the weeks to get information back from us. They can actually walk into the doors, complete the application online, and start the instant admissions process from there.
Ooh, online. What if I'm not real good on the computer or I'm scared about going online? I don't have a computer. I don't do any of this stuff.
We have staff that will stand with you to help you get the application completed, and then we also do offer paper applications.
Okay, so if somebody doesn't need to say, oh, computer, I can't do it there, that's an excuse, not
that's
a reason.
No need to be worried.
That's right. So regardless, and is this just for young people?
No, it is not just for young people. It is for all people, all ages.
That's right. Somebody who's thinking about a second career?
Second career.
Third career. No.
Second career, brand new career. Anyone can be involved in this.
Okay. So this is going to be a great day because, number one, you're going to have people on staff. You'll have extra people on there.
We will have extra people on staff, admission staff, financial aid, faculty, other staff from the college. I mean, it's really a college-wide event.
So this is going to be your opportunity to get out there. Now, this starts at 8:30?
Starts at 8:30. I definitely would encourage anyone to come early. If you have not done any of the process, then it could take anywhere from 2 to 3 hours because students do have to, there may be some testing involved. There's a few workshops they have to sit through, but definitely can get everything taken care of.
All right. Now, if you're not already registered, I mean, if you haven't already applied and you know that you just got to sign up for your classes, what type of things do you need to bring with you?
If you are currently a student and you just need to register for classes, you just need to see an academic advisor.
Okay.
They'll pull your course history and be able to register you from classes from there.
All right. Now, but if you haven't, if you are just saying, I'm going to go out there and check this out, I might decide I want to take classes, what should they bring in order to get instantly registered?
If you are brand new to the college and you are interested in attending this instant admissions day, you should bring a photo ID, your final official high school transcript, or your original high school diploma or GED, any college transcripts that you may have, official copies, and then your 2011 tax return forms for yourself or for your parents if you are 24 years of age or under.
Now, of course, the reason you want the tax form is
so that they can complete the FAFSA for financial aid.
For financial aid. If you didn't need financial aid, then that wouldn't be an issue.
Correct. If you do not plan to apply for financial aid, then you don't need to bring those.
Absolutely. All right. Well, you have this whole thing mapped out in a way that makes it real easy when people walk through the door. Let's just talk about somebody that has not done anything. We are brand new. We're thinking, maybe I should go back to school.
Okay.
What do we need to, how would this work?
If you are brand new and have not even yet applied to the college and may even still be undecided about what it is that I want to do, you can come into instant admissions.
This also would be good for somebody that is questioning whether they want to go to school.
That is correct.
Okay.
And then we have actual workshops or sessions that are set up to address those questions to help you either make a decision about coming to college, or even if you do know that you want to come to college but don't know what major you want to be in or what career you want to choose, then they'll help you with that as well.
I want the career that makes a lot of money.
We all do.
Do you have any answers on that one?
We have plenty of answers. There's a lot of programs out there that students are making a lot of money, the engineering programs, of course, the nurses. So we have something for everybody.
That's right. And, of course, you know, I think the thing about it is there are other careers besides healthcare that are making good money. I think for several years the career that everybody's been taught, oh, you got to get into healthcare. You know,
exactly.
But there's a lot of others. You're right. The engineering, the HVAC, I mean, welding.
Exactly. Mechatronics.
Yeah.
There are a lot of other careers out there where you can make a very good living.
Sure. So if I'm looking at this right, it looks like you have your enrollment workshop. That is every hour on the hour from 9 until 5. That says that's your first stop.
That's our first stop. It's our explanation of what to expect for today. Kind of lets you know all of these different things that are going on and how you will actually get cycled into those things. So it's really the first stop to explain to students what to expect for this instant admissions.
Absolutely. So, you know, and I guess if you got out there and you said, oh, this isn't for me, there'd be no problem in walking out that door, would there?
There would not be a problem, but we certainly want you to speak with someone just before they just leave.
Sure.
Because we want to know.
Sure, but, you know, sometimes people get overwhelmed.
I agree, and it could be a very overwhelming experience because we are anticipating a lot of students to be there, but we do feel that we have enough adequate staff that someone could talk to someone that may feel a little overwhelmed because I know that it could be that way.
Sure, sure. I mean, and I think particularly, I think maybe young people, they go, I'll go with the flow. You get somebody that's a little older and they know they need to go back to school. They've been hitting that pavement out there trying to find a job. They haven't found the job that fits with them. They know they need to go back to school. You don't want them to get, what shall we say, lost in the overwhelming?
No, I definitely don't want them to get lost in the sea of things that are going on for that particular day. But I do have to honestly say that I feel very confident in the staff that we have, and if they were working with a student that felt that way, they would recognize that and maybe have them to come back at another time because we do have appointments available where students can come at another time to complete some of these things.
Sure. So it's a great day tomorrow between 8:30 and 6 to get out there, see what's going on. See if you decide that you would like to do this. If you jump right in and swim right away, you can go with the flow and get it all done.
Exactly. And it's not just a day of registration and enrollment and testing. We're looking to have some fun as well.
There's
music.
I saw the Chill Zone.
Exactly. We have a place called the Chill Zone where students can grab snacks, can listen to music, meet faculty. So it's not going to just be a day of, you know, just steady, let me move from place to place, testing, enrolling. We're going to have some fun things going on as well.
Well, that sounds terrific. So where is this at? Piedmont Technical College, of course, right up the road. Now, if somebody has a question today and wants to give a call, where should they call, Tanisha?
They should call the admissions office at Piedmont Technical College.
Which is?
The number is 864-941-8369. Give us a call.
That's right. So you can give them a call. And if you think this isn't for you, but you want to talk further to them, hey, it's a great opportunity to do that and set up an appointment where you can have undivided attention.
Definitely. And even if you know that you don't want to participate in instant admissions, please still give the admissions office a call and let's get an appointment for you.
That's right. And that number again?
864-941-8369.
Okay, well, that's what we got going on here today. You know what? It's almost time for South Carolina news. You may just hear a little blip about me talking with Congressman Tim Scott. That was on earlier this morning on South Carolina Radio News. So don't you go away. We'll be right back. Hey, if you got a question for Tanisha, don't hesitate to give us a call. That's 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market will do next. index. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
Oh, that's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. My McCafe from McDonald's has just arrived. For those of you that know me, a large non-fat latte, no sweetener, is divine this time of the morning. Thank you, Ree, for bringing that to me this morning. I can now carry on. How about you? Have you been by McDonald's this morning, gotten your biscuits? Well, we are right here with Tanisha Latimer, and we are talking about admissions, instant admissions at Piedmont Tech. That you've had a couple of these events already.
We have. We've had two already. This will be our third one for the summer, and each time they just keep getting better.
And I guess each time you do it, you learn a few more tricks on how to make it even more better.
Definitely. We analyze and assess it to the point where we're going to have it right down to a science.
Well, if I know President Ray Brooks here, I know that it has to be perfect, right?
It has to be perfect, and we are definitely making it perfect.
Absolutely. So you start out with your enrollment, you go through some testing, you meet with Piedmont technical staff, faculty. There'll be information centers for different types. You've got financial aid. You've got the chill zone. If it's just too much, go to the chill zone and chill out. Talk to some of the advisors and people there. You know, one of the things about Piedmont Tech that I have always liked is the fact that the staff is willing to take the time, whether it's faculty, admissions, financial aid, but they will take the time and talk you through it. They'll answer your questions. And it's not just all about getting you enrolled. It's about making sure that you're doing something that is good for yourself as a student there.
Exactly, and that's one of the things that I love about working at Piedmont Technical College is that the faculty and staff there really do take their time and get to know the students, and really, you know that they care about what they're doing and they care about the students.
Absolutely. Now, I heard you had a milestone here this morning, right, at Piedmont Tech?
We did have a milestone this morning. We have hit the 5,000 mark for fall enrollment.
So that's pretty good. But you can handle more. You're not done yet.
We're not done yet. We've still got some enrolling to do. Last fall, we had about 6,200 students. So we're steadily increasing. We're moving along.
You know, tremendous increases.
There's always room for more.
Tremendous increases at Piedmont Tech when you look over the last 2 or 3 years. It has really blossomed, and part of it is the economy.
Exactly.
Part of it is there's some good ways for people to go back to school now.
Exactly, change careers, or even advance in their current career. There are many opportunities there.
Sure. And, you know, Piedmont Tech has not only college classes, but they do have the fun classes out there, too.
They do have the fun classes, exactly.
Right. Want to learn belly dancing? Hey, they got it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's right. Plus a lot more. The coupon cutting, I mean, just to talk about a few of those, have been really, real popular and inexpensive classes that can save you a whole lot of money.
That's correct. And those courses are offered through our continuing education division.
That's right. Now, we haven't even mentioned your website out there, but you have a darn good website that people can check out and get some ideas too.
Definitely. Our website is awesome. Thanks to our director of college communications, Josh Black. It's very easy to get information from, so if you've not checked it out, please do. It's ptc.edu.
That's right. And then there's all different aspects of it. You can go to the continuing ed, you can go to the different divisions. So much information right there on their website. But, you know, that brings me to another question, because I know a lot of people who say, I would love to go back to school, but my computer skills, I'm just not up to snuff on that. What do you say, Tanisha?
Well, one of the things that we pride ourselves on is that we do take a look at your computer skills. We're a technical college, and that's one of the things that we definitely want to make sure that students have those types of skills. And so whenever students come in, there's a short assessment that we do on where their computer skills are, and then we offer classes to help build those skills so that in the end students do have strong computer skills.
Sure. And it's not only the computer skills. I think you analyze to see where they are math-wise, English-wise,
correct.
All these different aspects,
that's
correct?
That's correct. There's math and there's English in addition to the computer skills.
Sure. So this, if you need a little help to get brushed up so you can make that next step, that's available at Piedmont Tech.
Exactly. We do have courses that can help you get brushed up in those areas so that you can go on and have a very successful college career.
Now, another question I have is, you know, particularly when we're not talking about the young people that just jump right in. They've been going to, they graduate from high school, and then they know they have to keep going. You know, it's easy when you've been in school, I think. It's a little harder to walk through those doors when you've been out of school, even if you know that this would make a difference in your future.
It is very hard being a returning adult to go to college. I've been in that situation myself, especially when you start to have a family. It seems like I just don't have time to add anything else. But I do feel that we offer courses in a way that can be very flexible to someone's schedule and be able to meet their needs. And we have some evening courses that sometimes only meet once an evening for a few hours. And so we try to look at those things, and we take that in consideration when we're making schedules.
Sure. And then, of course, though, there's that issue of they're young and I'm not. I think a lot of adults worry about being in a classroom with 20-some-year-olds and maybe they're 40 or 50 or more in a classroom.
Right.
What have you found about that?
Well, I have found that it is true. The average college student is not your 18-year-old. It's more like your 27-year-old. And a lot of students are concerned, a lot of returning adults are concerned about being in a classroom with a younger student. But it actually has turned out that it works just fine because the older students learn the new technology trends from the younger students, and the younger students learn the more life skills from the older students. And so,
like, you got to be there at work every day.
Exactly.
And you got to be on time.
You got to show up. That's right. And so it actually works out fine.
Well, that's a really good thing to hear because, you know, there is a lot that both sides bring to the table. This intergenerational is a great way to see what the new thing is, but it's also a great way for the young people to see the standards that need to be carried forward.
I totally agree. That's absolutely correct.
That's right. So if you are an older person sitting here saying, I don't know, I'd like to go back, you need to go out there tomorrow. It starts at 8:30 to 6. You can do it at a pace that's not going to pace you out because you can always go to the chill zone, right?
You can always go to the chill zone and just chill.
That's right. So we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking some more aspects of instant admissions at Piedmont Tech. We do want you to know you can pick up that phone and give them a call out there. You can't talk to Tanisha because she's on the radio here with me right now, but there are other people on the phone, 941-8369. That's 941-8369. It's not too late to go back for the fall session. Real quick, when does fall session start?
Fall session begins on August the 23rd.
August the 23rd, the day before the first football games in Greenwood. Hallelujah. Okay, we'll be right back.
This year will be a simpler year, one fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Oh, that's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. It is August 8th, August 8th. And, of course, we are here with Tanisha Latimer. That's right. She loves her job so much, folks, that she commutes every day from Irmo. I tell you what, that's an impressive feat right there, Tanisha.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely. You know, I like your philosophy, though. You were telling me when you come to work, you're
ready to be at work when I get there.
And if you've had a bad day at work, that gives you that hour and a half or whatever to
process and be ready to be home,
yeah,
to be wife and mother when I get home, exactly.
So there is a few good things. You know, I do personally like being by myself in a car, driving, listening to music, radio, whatever.
So do I.
Gives you that great opportunity to get focused.
That is true. That's true.
But we are talking about the instant admissions for tomorrow. That is tomorrow at Piedmont Tech. Now, we've talked a lot about all the process. You can do an enrollment where you have to do an enrollment workshop. You have placement testing, meeting the staff and everything. But, you know, one of the big questions every time somebody talks about doing something new is cost.
Exactly. And while we are very affordable, some students still need assistance through financial aid. And you know, some students may not even want to try to fill out the FAFSA because it is an online process, but something that we will be offering at Instant Admissions and that we do offer even on an everyday basis is that we do have staff that will be available that will help you, that will sit with you to help you fill out the FAFSA, get your information in, and make sure that you've gotten all of your documentation.
FAFSA?
And FAFSA is the Federal Application for Financial Aid. That every student must complete in order to receive financial aid.
Okay. Now, for students that are these older students, those returning students, there is even help with the lottery. I mean, the lottery is such a huge, huge help to education these days.
Exactly. For students that are taking courses at least half-time, which is usually about 6 credit hours. We do have lottery tuition assistance that is available, which does help cut the cost of having to pay out of pocket.
Sure. So lottery funds are available. It's not just for young people these days. It's for anybody that's going back to school.
Exactly.
So if you need more help with that, you shouldn't let that not allow you to go back to school.
Don't let that deter you, because we have some great financial aid staff that can help you and can sit down with you one-on-one to figure out the best avenue for you in applying for financial aid assistance.
Sure. So whether you're a young student or an older student, don't let that stop you from going. I think a lot of times it's just that motivation of walking through the door. I think the nice thing about the instant admissions is it can be one-on-one. You can also get a feel of things without feeling you're being singled out.
Exactly. And you can really get a good feel of the college experience, because there will be a lot of students on campus. There's still a lot of things going on, even though classes haven't officially started. So it's a good time to kind of get an idea of what to expect.
Absolutely. So go out there and check it out. Don't worry about whether, don't let your doubts overwhelm your ability to make that next step in your life. It's a lot easier not to go, isn't it?
It's a lot easier not to go. That's the truth.
That's right. So how about pick up and get out there. Now, one of the things I'm sure that's going to be an issue, you're going to have so many students, you've got students there, you've got staff there. What about parking for tomorrow?
We do have ample parking that is located right there at the B building, and even parking that's behind the building. So we do have enough parking. So don't let that deter you from coming out.
Okay, all right. So parking is not an issue. Financial aid, there's all kinds of possibilities. You don't have to know a thing, but you do have to walk through the door.
You do have to show up. You have to show up to make things happen.
Absolutely. Now, we're almost to the top of the hour here, so again, if you are not already enrolled in Piedmont Tech, what type of things do you need to bring with you so you can move forward here?
You do need to bring a photo ID, your official high school transcript, or your original high school diploma, or official GED, official college transcripts if you've been to any other colleges, as well as your 2011 tax returns for yourself and for your parents if you are under 24 years of age.
That's right. So if you haven't done anything, you still can get in. Now, the fall season starts, we said, August 23rd.
Our classes do start on August the 23rd. There's just a few weeks left, but if you have not done anything, right now there is still time to make it happen for the fall semester.
There's still hope.
There is still hope.
Well, all right, you can do this. Piedmont Tech, you know, they have campuses not only here in Greenwood.
Correct. We actually have seven campuses. We have campuses in Lawrence, Edgeville, McCormick, Newberry, Saluda. Maybe forgetting someone.
Abbeville,
correct.
That's right. So there is a lot of opportunity. Of course, I guess Greenwood is really the main campus.
Greenwood is the main campus. That's correct.
But you can get your classes at any of these. And, you know, if somebody wants to look at what the schedules are there online? Are there schedules?
There is a link online where students can take a look at what the course offerings are. And they can get to that by going to our webpage, which is www.ptc.edu.
That's right. So just take some time this afternoon. Maybe check it out if you haven't checked it out. If this thought hasn't crossed your brain. Now, how much does it cost to get instantly admitted? Are you charging to do this?
We do not charge you a thing to come and get instantly admitted. We sure. just want you to come in with a smiling face.
Absolutely. So education is where it's at. We know this. We see it day in and day out. Now, the other thing that happens out there at Piedmont Tech, when Piedmont Tech gets a new industry that's coming to our area and they need to train people, I know up in Lawrence, Simpsonville, we have a big program going on up there. They actually do the training, so it's good to be hooked in with Piedmont Tech to know what's coming to town to get educated for.
Exactly. We do have some very exciting things going on with the Center for Advanced Manufacturing up in Lawrence. There are some certificate programs that are being offered there. That is, once the students complete those, they are getting interviews with some local industry. So it's definitely, we have some very exciting things going on.
Yes, that's right. So if you're thinking, how can I get an inside, maybe you ought to go back to school and get some of these programs. Because, you know, as employers come into our area, they are looking for the workforce and or they're looking for the place where they can get their workforce trained.
Exactly. And that's one of the things, again, that I love about this area, because whenever new employers are coming in, we do work with them to come up with new programs that can get them the employees, the future employees that they're looking for.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have interviewed all different departments on here, and it's always, it is such a joy to hear where somebody has taken the plunge, gone back to school, and then gotten out there and is doing well. From automotive technology to the college classes to health, science, nursing, all these different things. Whether you're in it for the long term or you need a short-term solution.
Exactly. That is the truth. Graduation is one of my favorite days at Piedmont Technical College.
We just had one there.
We just had one on last Thursday, because you remember those students whenever they first came in the doors, and to see them embarking in such a great careers, moving on to such great futures, it really lets you know, it reinforces, at least for me, what it is that we do.
Absolutely. So if you are saying to yourself, I got to do something, I got to get out of this job I'm in, I've got to make a change in my future,
please come visit us at Instant Admissions on tomorrow at Piedmont Technical College.
That's right. So, and that's going on from 8:30 to 6. Now, how long should it take a student? Let's say someone has to get to a job. They got to be there the whole day?
You do not have to be there the whole day, but if you do have to be at work, we do encourage everyone to come early, because we do expect that you'll need to be on campus at least anywhere from 2 to 4 hours.
2 to 4 hours. Now, what if somebody has, let's say, is getting off work and maybe they're working a third shift job, they get off and they need to get a little rest and then come out after lunch?
That's fine. They can still do that. We'll still have activities going on. Testing will still be taking place, advisement. So they do still have time to do that.
All right. But you need to say at least maybe 2 hours.
At least 2 hours.
And or come through those doors and set up an appointment for the future.
Exactly. If you find that you don't have the time to stay for the entirety or for the length of everything, we can make an appointment to help you get finished up with the process.
Sure. So don't be discouraged. If you only have a lunch hour, come out there, talk to somebody, and then get back to that job.
Right. At least get started.
Yeah, there you go. There'll be plenty of people there to talk to you. Tanisha, I know you are excited about this. This is the third one. You are expecting, what, over 300 people tomorrow?
I'm expecting over 300 people tomorrow.
And you're prepared for that?
And we are prepared for that.
Okay. So don't let the numbers scare you. Just make sure you get out there and do it. Make sure that you bring, if you are not enrolled, your high school diploma or GED or official transcripts, any college transcripts from other places where you have completed college courses. Of course, you need a photo ID. And if you're under 24, make sure you bring that 2011 tax return forms or your own tax returns if you'd like to see about financial aid. So there you go. Did I cover all of them?
You've covered it all, Ann. Thank you.
All right. So Tanisha will be out there along with the whole staff. You will have a great time. Even if you decide not to do something, you'll have a better understanding about what Piedmont Tech is all about.
Exactly. Not just what we're all about, but also what we have to offer.
That's right. So make sure you're out there tomorrow starting at 8:30 to 6. Anytime if you were going to go through the whole process, you said 2 to 4 hours.
2 to 4 hours, at least 2 to 4 hours. But if you find that you can't stay, we definitely can make an appointment for you.
That's right. So don't be deterred. Do something about the future. We're counting on you.
Please, I know.
We all are counting on you to make sure that you make the right direction and the right choices. And again, if you don't even know what field you'd like to go into, you can help with that.
We definitely can help with that as well. If you're still unsure and need some direction with that, we have staff that will be available to do personality assessments for you, some testing, just to see the things that you're interested in. And you'd just be surprised that your interest can actually correspond with an actual career. That
you can find a job that you would love.
You can find a job that you would absolutely love.
What do you think about me, Tanisha? Where would I be on this test?
I don't know, Ann. I think you're perfect right here on the radio.
All right. Well, we are right here at WCRS, right here in Greenwood. Tanisha, thanks for coming out today. How about one more time, a telephone number if someone would like to call you?
If you would like to give us a call, please call the admissions office at 941-8369, and I hope to see you at Instant Admissions.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks so much for coming out this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Ann. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.